Brother Ehab is going to have the lecture from Orange County, California, and Andrew will read the first set of scriptures. And before I open in prayer, just one other announcement. There's a time of discussion after, and if at some point in the lecture you have a question, just write it down so you don't forget it, and that would be a good time to ask it, because with this many people in the room, if you have a question, it's probably that somebody else has the same question. So I'll open in prayer, and then Brother Andrew Nashed will come up and read the scripture for the first lecture and then discussion. Our blessed Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you. You loved us so much that you came down and you died on that cross and you were in that tomb that we sung about. And we just thank you for this opportunity today to remember Calvary, that we would not forget. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for a day where we could spend it around your word, and we pray that we would take advantage of this day. We've had a whole week of being focused on other things. We just pray that our sole focus today would be on you, that you would receive all the glory and honor. We just pray for each one here, and we thank you for those who have come to present the word to us. We just ask that you would bless them, that they would receive something from the scripture as well. But again, Lord Jesus, all for your glory and honor. We pray this all in your worthy name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll start reading in Exodus chapter 8, and we'll begin with verse 20. So Exodus 8 and verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And the Lord did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, into all the land of Egypt. And the land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, It is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he has commanded us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that ye may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away, entreat for me. And Moses said, Behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated of the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people. There remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time, neither would he let the people go. And then in Exodus chapter 10, and beginning at verse 8. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, Go, serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks, and with our herds we will go. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, Let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones. Look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail hath left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. For they covered the face of the whole earth, that the land was darkened, and they did eat every herb of the land, and the fruit of the trees which the hail had left, and there remained not any green thing in the trees, or in the herbs of the field, through all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste, and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God, and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God, that he may take away from this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh, and entreated to the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea, and there remained not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle shall also go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for therefore we must take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more.